بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حجي أحمد الأقتصاد دامت بركاتهم he comes quite often inshallah. He is located at a very central place, very central spot, Medina Munawwara. So he's got the chance, the opportunity to see a lot of people. People, experiences, and experiences of the world. So sight is very broad. He's got a chance to see a lot of things. So once I asked him, tell me something, some strange experience that you went through. Everything is strange, but some very special, strange thing that you went through. So he says that one Pakistani senior officer, after he retired, then he decided to settle in Medina Munawwara. So the rest of his life, like ibadat, zikr, etc., and have the blessings of Medina Munawwara. So he brought all whatever his possession and wealth were. And the senior most buzurg at that time in Medina Munawwara that he knew of was Hazrat Maulana Badri Alam Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. So he went up to Hazrat Maulana Badri Alam Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi and explained, this is what I have decided, I'm going to settle here and I need your du'as. So Hazrat Maulana Badri Alam Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi explained to him, by all means interfere, but listen, don't you criticize and speak out against the people here. Do your work, let them do their work. Nuktashini karna, carrying tales, passing remarks, making fiery and inciting statements. Don't do all these things here. Just do your work and inshallah everything will be well. So that's the advice that Hazrat Maulana Badri Alam Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi gave him. This Buzurgana Deen, their hearts are full of light. So the understanding is far better. The reasoning is much superior. I can understand what we can't understand. If you like, you were a small child, 17, 18 years of age, so he told him, all right, you want the car to go for a spin. So all right, so you go, you observe all the rules, and please just keep under 80, 90, don't go more than that. Now the child doesn't have the experience. When he doesn't have the experience, now he wants to show tricks. You want to speed, you want to do screeching brakes and all, you want to do all these things here. And then when he does all that, then what happens? We had one case here, it should be over 20 years ago. One Kadwa boy, it was around the Jalsa time, and there was some errand to do. So someone not from the madrasa, outside from the madrasa, he was helping him. So the child, about 16, 17, went fetched it. So now, young boy got the key, and he's got his friends, the madrasa, two, three of them. Let's go for a spin now. I shall show him the tricks, lifting up that wheel and going fast. And just then, the thing just capsized. Bichara, he was unconscious for how long, came right. But he didn't manage it after he passed away. But you see now, the elder one gives him advice, And sometimes it doesn't give you all the explanation. It doesn't have the time to say everything, but just keep to that. So Mahabhadi Aramta Chun, right, don't speak out. Do your thing, what you came for, do that and remain. Don't get into his business, that person's business, the third person, fourth person. Here's a advice in Islam, Quranic advice, so beautiful. Kulli minina yaguddu min absarim. Lower your sight. Do your work, lower your sight, and carry on. One is you lower your sight from things that will attract you wrong, incorrectly, women or boys with girlish faces, etc. You will lower your sight. But general also, it's better to just lower your sight. So when you're lowering your sight, so you're thinking eventually, but I'm made of this. This is the thing that I'm made of. So there isn't a thing that I can be proud of. There isn't a thing for me to be boastful about. I'm made of this thing here. Now, I'm not going to be in the habit of looking at the ground. I look at all the fancies, the attractions, all that. And eventually I will lose sight of where I came. And my aversion to the earth, to the qabr, will be so much that I don't want to hear anything about death. I was speaking to some students, right? I said, see, the hearse driver is going out in the weekend and he needs to park his hearse outside your yard for 3 days. Accepted. You don't want to die. You know you're not going to die, right? But will you accept that? Why? See, the aversion for death is so much. Just that burial service, Muslim burial service and all that. It's so much. It weighs so heavy on you. You don't want that. You're so averse. You see. So, the right thing is look at the earth. You're made of this thing here. You want to go back to this thing here. Look, talk, keep looking, talk. Look up all the time. Then you forget that you came from here. Right? And you, when looking up all the time, then you feel, no, I'm so high. You don't realize that you came from this, you're going back here. Right? When you're looking at that, then you say, hey, everybody is just prosperous and me, I'm just going down. But when you're looking down, say, hey, you know what? We have to go back now. We'll enjoy the earth in all our life, we'll enjoy, right? And we'll boast, you know, what we had at the Prai, and where we went to, and what we saw, and you know what wealth we got, we'll boast for all these things, right? But the earth is listening to all that is being said, the earth is listening. The earth also is what a life. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَقَالَ إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ وَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. يَوْمَئِذٍ, the earth is going to speak. For that thing to speak, that means it's recorded something and it knows something. That means it's got a life. For that thing to record and for that thing to speak, it's also got a life. بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أُحَالَ يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَ. All the stories, whatever happened, good and bad stories, everything is coming out. The things that happened quietly happened openly. All, everything. يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أُحَالَهَا. Allah has commanded it, but that thing is speaking out. So now, when we're looking at the earth, I'm saying, hey, this thing is going to spy me just now. So I go in, it's going to give all the stories. And I can't do without it. But in spite of me not being able to do without it, that thing is also going to be spying account against me. So now, how careful I need to be. So, when we're looking at the earth now, we're looking at it from a different perspective. So we'll keep looking, right? keep looking. Now, then we come to a conclusion. Let's see. We'll be boastful of what we did, what we ate, what we experienced. And we'll carry on. But the earth will say, you know what? I will eat you up in a single morsel. In one morsel, I will eat you up. Doesn't it happen? You ate and you enjoyed, and then in one single morsel, Allah. And you, it will eat you up such that you will open the earth's mouth and push the person inside. The earth is taking you with respect. It's not searching for you. It's not hunting you down. You taking that one morsel to finish you up. So you think about these things, and you see. وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَخْرِقَ الْأَرْضِ. Don't walk proud, arrogant. You will not be able to tear the earth. You think, hey, I'm such a powerful person. Me, I'll tear the earth. وَلَنْ تَبْلُغَ الْجِبَالَ طُولًا. You think you are too high, then you won't reach up to the mountains. Don't think that. Humble. يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هُونَ. They walk on the earth, how they walk? Softly, gently. Because they know what this earth is all about, they know it. So they are not proud, they are not arrogant, they are not showing attitude. Very humbly they are walking on the face of the earth. يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هُونَ. How they carry on? لَنْ تَخْرِكَ الْأَرْضَ وَلَنْ تَبْلُغَ الْجِبَالَ طُولًا. There is no arrogance in them. يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هُونَ. They walk gently, softly. Because they know that it is that very earth that they are made up of. See, everything takes a shape, takes a color, and takes a taste, right? So it takes a color, takes a shape, and a taste, right? So every creation, that happens to every creation. And with the taste, the color, the fragrance, and the shape, right, the thing becomes beautiful. But where it started from? Start from the earth. Everything came there. Then it was the design of Allah Ta'ala that Allah got put into it, it became so beautiful. Right? But then when you analyze the thing, it comes back, came from here. It's earth. No matter how you look at it, no matter what you say, what scientific argument you use, but that thing came from this point. Came from this point, and it's going back. أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ كِفَاتًا أَحْيَاءً وَأَمْوَاتًا. Look at that verse, too beautiful. Every ayat is too beautiful. أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ كِفَاتًا أَحْيَاءً وَأَمْوَاتًا. Haven't we made the earth to join the dead and the living? It joins up. Doesn't it join up? The dead and the living. The dead in his belly and the living on his back. The dead in its belly and the living on the back. See? All. أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ كِفَاتًا أَحْيَاءً وَأَمْوَاتًا وَجَعَلْنَا فِيهَا رَوَاسِيَا. Immovable mountains. So many things to learn just from the earth. أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ كِفَاتًا أَحْيَاءً وَأَمْوَاتًا وَجَعَلْنَا فِيهَا. But all the time to think, oh, I came from this. I'm going back. Let me just look at the earth. I used to see, look at our Qari Tayyib Sahib, our principal madrasa. He was very focused, looked from his home, he's coming to the madrasa. You will hardly see him looking here, what's going on. But beside the selling here, and from his house to the madrasa, there'll be about three shops selling jalebi. He won't even look at the jalebi shops this side, or the mitai shop on the other side. Just look down. And sometimes he'll be so focused that sometimes he may not realize, he may just dent himself on the head. But so focused, just looking down. Then it makes you think, now, why this man was looking just down? I mean, he was so focused on Allah Ta'ala, in the Akhirat, in the love of Allah Ta'ala, that I mustn't forget that I came from this, I'm going back. all this thing is from earth, right? So when it's from earth, there's nothing to be proud about. What are you proud about? So there's so many things that you can learn just from this verse here. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُدُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Just tell the believers, just lower your sights. وَيَحْفَزُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. Guard their private areas and guard their sights. You see, this will make for greater purity. This will make for the greater purity. Now you want the purity of the heart, and one prescription that the Quran is showing, يَهُدُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَزُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ ذَلِكَ أَسْكَالَهُمْ. It will make for better, greater purity. And the moment you're going to raise up your eyes, lift up your eyes, yeah, see now, when Yusuf, now he's driving a Porsche. You know, those days, we knew, you know, the movie was that. Now see myself. So your mind is going to carry on working. As one time Allah says, that there was a government officer in a very senior position. So the one that was working under this officer, right, he lived near the officer. So his house was near the officer's house. So this worker's wife, she would do some errands here, but she would insist, you must come to my place also, the worker now. And she's insisting on the officer's wife, that you must come to my house as well. I visit now, return the visit now. So officer's wife now felt bad now, you know, I'm not going to go, what she'll think, I think too much of myself. So she went. As she went to the house now, this worker's wife saying, see what my husband bought for me, this jewelry and that, and you know, this machine and Porsche and whatever, you know, everything, appliance and this type of cupboard, jewelry, machine, whatever else. So she's showing what my husband bought for me. Now, when the officer came back to his home after work, his wife's attitude just changed. Oh, not talking, pulled up face, no smile, no cheer, absolutely. One day passed. Second day, the husband said, hey, what's wrong now, man? You know, you got a problem, tell me what happened. Yeah. This worker that is under you, right, looked at his house, so many things, this appliance, this machinery, and that gadget, everything, all the latest they got, this jewelry. And you see here, from the time I came here to now, no improvements. And here, this is a person that's working under you. His wife has got so much. I am the wife of the boss. The wife of the boss, this is what she's got. Now wake up, now do something. See that? How your mind can just change. This one visit and what it does to that person. That woman was very obedient. That officer's wife, the boss's wife, very obedient, very humble, very modest in her approach. But that one visit, and then he just turned her. That where she was obedient, she was modest, she was good and kind, humble. Right? Now, and she's just capsized. In one visit, she just capsized. See? So what I'm saying now, see, we keep on looking at the earth, this is what happens. That is why Allah Pak speaks about the earth, right? Fasbir, he's giving, Allah Pak is giving a solution. Fasbir ala ma yaquluna. So there's going to be a lot of things in life that's not going to be according to your taste, right? So what you must do? Fasbir. Fasbir means just hold. Don't worry about them, don't pay attention to them, hold. And you will hold back for the sake of Allah. That's sabr. You hold back not for convenience, for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, understanding that for that sabr that you will go through, you will hold back and Allah Pak will give you so much of reward. فَصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ وَصَبِّحْ بِهَمْ. So you will see a lot of things, you will hear a lot of things that will cause you pain. What you must do? You must hold yourself. Don't say anything. And with that conviction that for the sabr that you're going through, Allah Pak is going to reward you. The old verse that you should see in Springwater, you should see a lot of old people, and someone will tease them, humiliate them, whatever, but they won't pay attention, they'll carry on. They won't pay attention and they will just carry on. Ignore them, like they'll do like they didn't hear, just carry on. Right? But I notice in all of these cases where man just kept quiet, didn't reply, he just did his thing, humble life, and he maintained silence, just maintained silence for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Nearly all the cases that I've seen, those people died very peacefully, very easily. So I don't know how it's related, but the tongue and death. You know, you're looking after your tongue, and then you move away, and you move so smoothly, just move away. In the past also I heard, and now also I'm hearing, that someone looks after his tongue. And nowadays you have to say eyes also, right? But you look after this thing, and you're going so smoothly. So you won't hear them. You sit with the chacha for 1 hour, 2 hours. You hardly get anything from him. You tell him stories. You say, right, that's all. But you're not getting anything from him. So he is not involved in any ghibat, any tale, nothing, absolutely. He's got his own things. He's not worried in the gossip, nothing. But the first thing is faspir alamai. So there'll be a lot of things that you will see and you will come across that will be distasteful. What you must do? وَلَا تَسْمَعُنَّ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا أَذًا كَثِيرًا. Was I before that? لَتُبْلَغُنَّ فِي أَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ. You'll be tried out. Then wealth, children, all that, you get some trials. And you will hear things that are very distasteful. You will come across things, you will see things that are very distasteful. But what you must do? وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا. You be patient. Hold yourself. Don't respond. Don't respond. That's the amal that you've been created for. What you've been created for? Sabr. That you just hold back for the sake of Allah. That Allah will give you something in turn. And when you carry on making sabr, then what happens after a time, then the sabr becomes enjoyable to you. Just imagine, right, you were at the masjid, right, parked your car, and someone came and jammed you, right? So you went through some difficulty, but you didn't say anything, you just kept quiet, and you walked away after that. And that person left. And a few days later, that person jammed someone else. Right? When he jammed that person, now there was an altercation. And there was a boom bang. Oh, masjid, now this thing was, what the drama all about. Now, won't you feel relieved to see, hey, Allah Pak saved me from this type of disgrace and embarrassment? I just kept quiet, I held myself, and I did whatever I needed to do, and I went away. But now won't you feel happy? So Allah Pak is saying that these things will happen. You just keep quiet. Don't say anything. For the sake of Allah, just keep quiet. Don't say anything. He did this to me. I must put him in his place. I'm not going to put him in his place. He'll take advantage. He hurt me today. Tomorrow he'll hit this person here. So just put him right. What he thinks of himself. And then you'll get your friends also saying the same things. What he thinks of himself. You need to teach him a lesson. All your friends will give you the same lesson. But what the greatest friend is Allah Ta'ala. What he's saying? First fear. This champanyas, chamchas you're listening to. But the greatest friends of all friends, he's saying keep quiet. Hold back. So you're listening to all these chamchas. But your greatest friend, who you can't do without, he's telling you keep quiet. Just move away. One is that, right? Number two is, imagine you were a little bit rowdy at the time, said something. For that moment you feel, alright, no, I told him what I need to tell him. But after that, alright, each day you'll tell him a bit more and all that. But when you think about the words that were used, how do you feel? Easier, patched up, being muffed, you know, this, that, one, well, muffed. But then after that, when you think about this experience you had there, you know, you mentioned this type of words, how do you feel? Isn't there a scar on your heart? Amen. I just lost myself. What I said, I wasn't not supposed to say the thing. Yeah. He said, sabr. So Allah is saying, وَلَا تَسْمَعُنَّ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ. Listen to a lot of things. A lot of painful things. But you may just keep quiet. Hold yourself. فَصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ. See, how to enjoy your life. What you must do? Hold. فَصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ. But four things the Quran Sharif is saying. فَصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ. وَصَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ قَبْلَ طُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ وَقَبْلَ غُرُوبِهَا. Before sunrise and before sunset. Before sunrise, before sunset, Fajr and Asr, right? So at that time, then don't be focused in your ibadah, zikr. These two times, before sunset, that is before sunrise and sunset. These important times. I would notice that our Buzugana, they wouldn't like to talk after Fajr. And in fact, before Fajr also, just around that time, before Fajr, after Fajr, they don't want to talk. After the sun has risen, now they start talking. Same now, after Asr, very little they will talk, unless there's a majlis or something. But otherwise, very seldom they'll talk. So they know now, this is a Mubarak time. It's a shifting of the malaika. So it's a very, very, very sensitive time. And we can't lose it now. We are joking and talking and eating and all that. And we lose the barakat of the time. See that, you know, in the 24 hours, there are certain very precious moments. So these are the two precious, قَبْلَ طُلُوِ الشَّمْسِ وَقَبْلَ غُرُوبِهَا. وَمِنْ آنَاءِ اللَّيْلِ فَسَبِّهِ. And some portions of the night also, تَعَجُّد, Isha, Fajr, Isha, Maghrib, Fajr. وَمِنْ آنَاءِ اللَّيْلِ فَسَبِّهِ وَأَطْرَافَ النَّهَارِ. I was in Surat in our house now, long time. So I saw one pious person, very dedicated, very focused. So I thought, let me go and ask him for dua. So I went after Isha. So he said, "Main Isha ke baad kisi se bolta nahi hu. After Isha, I don't talk." But now, so focused, you know. After Isha, I'm just doing my work. I don't talk to anybody. I can imagine now that why he made this his ma'mool, not to talk after Isha. Because now, if you start talking after Isha, is there any end to the talk? You start off about Shab Guzari, then you say about Mashwara, then the next thing, Brai, isn't it? And then now we'll go for fishing. Right? Right or not right? One thing will lead to the other, second thing, third thing. 3 hours will go. How to do, you know, the marinate, he knows it, man. And nowadays, the crazy cappuccino, it's cappuccino, So that becomes like a big story. 2 hours, 3 hours, all in that. How much you can do in that? 2 hours, how much you can do? 3 hours, how much you can do? Mustafa, I should say, that his ustad used to complete the Quran nicely in 3 hours. But that comes with so much of recitation that I've been doing, that in 3-4 hours, and you could, so much of recitation. See, as you recite more and more, then the words come more easily through your tongue. But now, mine is in cappuccino, in braai, boat ride, fishing. Phir kya hoga? You'll get all that. But then, what you're supposed to be getting, where you're supposed to be scoring, all that's lost. Everything's lost. Then you turn back, amen. Now you're 70, say amen. All my youth, I just wasted it. I didn't earn. I didn't make out of my youth. So this time, Allah is saying, "Wasbir ala ma yaqoolun, wasabbih bihamdi Rabbika, qabla tulu'i shamsi wa qabla ghurub, ana illail, wa taraf al-nahar, ends of the day and some portions of the night, la'allaka tarda." This will make you happy. See that? See the prescription for happiness, the script for happiness. لَعَلَّكَ تَرَى. You go through all when you come to life, so you must have high and lows. You must have. I was explaining that poetry. تَرِي هَرْ سَاسْ نَخْلَ مُوسَوِيهَ. تَرِي هَرْ سَاسْ نَخْلَ مُوسَوِيهَ. یہ مد و زجر موتی کی لری ہے, right? تو تیری ہر سانس نخل موسوی ہے. Your every breath is the tree of موسیٰ علیہ السلام. You know موسیٰ علیہ السلام called وحی. So he saw that fire ablaze. It was the تجلی of اللہ تعالی. So that's what he's saying, in that every breath of yours you can gain, you can receive the تجلی of اللہ تعالی. کام بن جائے گا. But the تجلی came to your heart. One spark came and your whole life is sorted out. So your every breath has got the capacity to receive that tajalli. But then you must be focused then. And I'm showing you that the focus is look at the earth. Don't look around. Who bought what? Who's eating what? What smell coming from where? Don't look at all that. Don't smell and don't look. And don't even listen. This story, don't even listen. Yeah, man, you know what machine he got. The woman also get carried away. And the men also get carried away. The women also get carried away, and the men also get carried away. Both get carried away. I mean, anayf, la'allaka tarda. So you want satisfaction, right? You want happiness. Allah is showing, do this, and you will be happy. You'll be a happy person. You'll be a happy man. And then he says, this prescription carries on. One is the do's, now the don'ts. La tamuddanna aynayka ila ma matta'na bi azwajin minhum. زهرت الحياة الدنيا لنفتنهم فيه. So one don't is, don't stare at the things that we have given these different people, these kafirs, but whatever we have given them. He's got a rocket, he's got a spaceship, he's got a plane, he's got a whatever he's got. You don't worry about that. You don't look at that. He's got a cruise ship, he's got a plane, he's got a holiday resort, he's got everything. But you don't look at that. لا تمدن عينيك إلى ما متعنا به أزواج منهم زهرة الحياة الدنيا. It is just a glitter, just a glitter, and it is to try them out. What? لنفتنهم فيه. I gave an example by the grace of Allah Taala of a jar of honey, right? So nice, sweet, flavor, taste, everything. Now, the half yet the safety of the flies to jump into it or to keep away from it. That thing, if that thing jumps into it, gone. It's got all the flavor, but that same thing is destruction. See? It saw the thing, the sweetness, the texture, the beauty, the smell, everything, right? Or everything. But the safety is by you don't look at the thing. You keep looking at it, you don't jump. And you jump inside, then you can't come out. So the same with wealth, once you jump into it, then you're trapped, then you try to come out, hey, can't come out. What about that now? You know, what about that order, this order here, you know? So all those sakasa comes. Once you jump into it, then you can't come out. Then you go in and getting deeper and deeper and deeper, can't come out of it. So that's the word. So لا تمدن عينيك إلى ما متعنا به أزواج منهم زهرة الحياة الدنيا لِنَفْتِنَهُمْ فِي. Allah is showing you, what is showing you? The prescription for happiness. لَعَلَّكَ تَرْضَى. You want, see, they say, what, four or five people are walking, see, and they made an agreement, we just want to buy one thing, and no second thing. So five people are walking, but the problem is now, he is Persian, he's Arabic, he's Hindi, he's Gujarati, and he's Urdu. Five people. Right. So that Persian thing, Angur. He says, no, not Angur. Inab. Not at all. We're not going to listen to anything. Inab. And the English person says, no, grapes. Not going to listen to anything else. Then the Gujarati person say, hey, no, I don't want to hear all your stories. I'm taking dharak. Now they're heating it up. Hey, altercating. He's saying no, grapes, he's saying angur, inab, he's saying darab, having it all. They all different languages, so they're having it out. One person that knows all those four or five languages, he came up and said, "No, I sort you all, sort all you out, all you guys out. Give me the 200 and I'll sort you out." So he went, he bought one tree of grapes. Hey, they're all jumping with joy. So it is just a fight of words. What? It's a fight of words. So it's a fight of color that's in our mind. What? The fight of color. And the satisfaction, the happiness is with Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise it's just a fight of words. Color, words, taste, just a fight. But the real, the essence of the happiness is with Allah Ta'ala. This thing can't give you. You'll keep getting embroiled in that fight. Hey, he's got this and I got this. Right? So you'll keep getting embroiled in that, you won't get over it. And like I say, you're listening to all these chamchas, all your friends, but the friend of all friends, he's saying, La'allaka tarda, listen to me and you'll be happy. He's the maker, he's the satisfier, he's the giver, he's the provider, he's everything. When he's everything and he's telling you, then I'll see to it that you're happy. La'allaka tarda. So, la tamuddanna aynika. Wa risku rabbika wa'amun. That's now the third thing that the Quran Sharif says. Fourth thing, وَأَمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا وَاسْبِرْ وَأَمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. Then you enjoin salat in your household. See the tree to that they make namaz. Fajr namaz, Zuhr namaz, Asr namaz. Children as they're coming 6-7 years of age, start telling them. The English 6 and 3 quarter will make the lunar 1 year. It'll make it 7. It's about the child becomes 6 and 3 quarter, is already 1 year, right? So the child is about 7 now. So now you need to get this thing right, get your children right, yourself right, get your household right, get them into namaz. And I see quite often that men will read the namaz in the prescribed times, the mustahab times, sometimes like Zuhr, abridu, right? A little bit with a delay. Isha with a delay. But when I'm seeing the woman nowadays, so I say, let them read the namaz in the awal waqt. Let them read the namaz. Although, what was tahqiq was that for them also, that mustahab waqt is afzal. But now, if you can look for that afzal waqt, then they'll delay the namaz. The woman's stories are such now, one phone is coming, the child is not right, something on the stove, some WhatsApp came just now, someone has to be replied, it will carry on and on. But if they make it the ma'amul in the house, the routine in the house, the time of namaz comes in, right? When it sets in, see like now, for example, Zawal is 11:53, right? So give yourself about 10 minutes from there, from at about 11:53, you made your toilet, wuzu, everything. By 12:03, so you gave yourself about 10 minutes from Zawal, right? From Zawal, 10 minutes. So you started your Zawal namaz. So now that became the routine in the house. So any guest comes, anybody comes at that time, tell them, we want to read namaz now. So just excuse us. You can sit down, you want to read namaz, you can read namaz. And if the woman is not in the state, say, sit down, we'll see you 2 years now. But this, so you plan the house such. You design the house such, so they know that they must conform to this routine. They'll be comfortable as well, right? Like, you come to work, right? You come to work at 7 o'clock. So your wife knows, when you're coming to work at 7 o'clock, right, then the breakfast must be ready at 6:30. Say, for example now, that you're going to work at 7 o'clock, 6:45 she's coming up from the bed. She needs to go to the toilet, make pisa pani. How you feel? One day is alright. One day? I can tolerate this. But every day to go to work without tea, nothing in the stomach. What's this business about? Won't you get irritable? Huh? So, where you want to use a little bit of force, you can use it. When you want to use something, you can use it. So where you need to use it, then you must use it. But you can use some of your force, you can use it. So you use it the right place. So, namaz da ayin, please. This is how you're going to work. وَأَمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. You also need to be firm on that. Steadfast on that means now improve the salat. You're getting your postures right, the tasbihat, the qiraat. Then try and improve on your concentration. Mashayikh will teach you now, right? How to improve your concentration. Simply I say, don't deliberately turn your mind into anything deliberately. Think now, perhaps this is my last namaz, and let the thought remain on that. Mind will go, bring it back on the same thing. وَاسْتَبِرَ عَلَىٰ. Remain firm. Two things I say nowadays. One is deliberately don't turn your mind, and number two, come a little earlier to the masjid. You're coming, you're darting into the masjid last minute, and you expect your concentrations to be there. Not going to work out. See this Quranic whole, the whole formula the Quran is given. وَأَمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا نَحْنُ. And Allah captures this. One thing, He's giving you two promises here. One is, I'll make you feel happy within yourself, your family, your people, immediate and extended, all I'll give you happiness. So you have to be firm in namaz and get your household on that. So for them to be firm and to get them on, so they'll have to do some ta'lim in it. Ta'lim will keep encouraging them, read your namaz, you read it, these are the bounties that you'll get. And if you don't do it, this will be the problems that you'll go through. So if you're doing it, you do a ta'lim, now say, hey, no, we have to do it. Otherwise we'll have problems. And if we do it, then things will work out in our house, right? So one is Allah will give satisfaction. Another thing He'll give you, لا نسألك رزقا نحن نرزق. Your rosy will be sorted out. Your rosy, one is He'll give you satisfaction. Number two, your risk, sustenance Allah will sort out. We're not asking you. We will provide. But you do what we are asking you to do. So one is patience. I told you patience. Right? وَأَمُرْ أَهْلَكَ وَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ. Right? وَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا وَصَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ قَبْلَ طُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ. Your namaz is right. Before sunrise, before sunset. Important times. Right? At the ends of the day and some portions of the night. Right? Right, and then وَأَمُرْ أَهْلَكَ وَلَا تَمُدَّنَّ. The second thing was, don't stare. What people got, don't look at it. I'm connecting it to this verse here, that look at the earth. قُلْ مِنِينَ يَهُدُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِينَ. Look at it. The harms of looking around. You know, we are men, right? We can't get attracted. Definitely we can get attracted. And looking down, there's so much of good in looking down. Now imagine that you looked around here, there are some pictures that, what you're not supposed to look at, don't look at it. Even if it is some flyer that came out, some advertisement came out, right? Don't read it. Because in most of these flyers there's some girl's picture, right? Now you're looking around someone's car, some girl there, and then won't you get distracted from your own wife? Everybody got something different, right? Every Allah made such billions of people, but billions of shapes. Shapes are different, their looks are different, right? Habits are different, the taste is different. That's Allah's kudrat. So you don't look at that. That side Allah said, don't look at this. That comes under sabr. See all these things that are not right. So you just hold yourself. Things that are not right, you hold yourself. وَاصْبِرْ عَلَىٰ مَا يَقُولُونَ وَصَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. Now, imagine now that you allowed your eyes the freedom, right? Allowed the freedom, right? Now, for example, if the beauty of that girl stuck into your heart, will you have the same love and affection for your wife? That thing just stuck in your heart. When it's stuck there, hey, but sting here. Now, what happens? The respect and the love that you had for your wife, now that's lost. I should have got this one here. You know, what would have happened to me? See? So that thing is lost. And you don't enjoy the same muhabbat, the same type of relationship that you had initially. But that was because of you allowing your eyes to roam around. Lower your sight. So the one thing that you will enjoy when you lower your sight is you will enjoy your life. Number two is this. The second thing you'll enjoy is you're not looking around. So you'll be quite satisfied with what you have. But you looked around, kept on looking on top. You're not satisfied at all. He's got this in here, that one. So you don't listen and don't look and don't listen. What investment's coming up and what's going down. Don't listen to this thing here, and don't look and don't listen. But if you don't look and don't listen, then will you feel hurt? Will you feel envious? Will you feel that you're backwards? You feel you're backwards because you keep listening and you keep looking. You're not going to look, you're not going to listen, so will you feel? You won't feel anything. See the advantage of this verse. It'll make for better purity. This whole article is about purity. It makes for better purity. So, at the end, Allah is giving you two promises. One is satisfaction. See, all what we do, our goal is satisfaction. Inner satisfaction, must feel happy. That's what we're doing it for, right? You want your wife to be happy, you to be happy. So, this is a prescription for happiness. لَعَلَّكَ تَرْضَى. You'll feel happy. If you do these things, you'll feel happy. And number two, your rosy, your sustenance, we'll provide. نَحْنُ رَزُقُكَ. So these are two promises that Allah Pak is giving you in this world here. You'll feel happy. And number two is, we will see you to your sustenance. وَالْآخِرَةُ وَالْآقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَى. وَالْآقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَى. Now, the end, the cherry on the top, right? The cherry on the top is this. Even the hereafter will be sorted out. وَالْآقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَى. You will hold on this whole formula that we're giving. You will hold on to this taqwa formula. Then, dunya, you sorted out already. Akhirat, you sorted out also. Anything else you need. So beautiful, that. See that. Wasbir starts off with hold back. Wasabbih. Do these two times I showed you, right? And the ends of the day and some portions of the night, just remember Allah Ta'ala, zikr, namaz, etc., Quran, shari, tilawat. And then, don't you stare at what Allah Pak has given others, right? This is a trial. It's going to be a little bit of a glitter, but it's going to be a trial. So you don't stare at that. Don't look at that. So don't look at it. Don't listen to it. But you're going to look at it, you're going to be listening to it. You'll always feel hurtful. He's got this, I don't have it. He's got this, I don't have it. So that hurt will not leave you. So don't look at, don't hear. Right. And then, at the end, Allah grounds it up. But a Muslim is not just concerned about himself, about his house also. Every person is responsible. You're responsible for your household. Attending the namaz, whether they're married or they're not married, but you've got some responsibility. If your child is married, but she's going through some health problems, are you not concerned? You're concerned about it. Similarly, spiritual problems, you might be concerned. Is the namaz right? Are they doing talim in the house? Is the clothing, is it right when they go out, etc.? Is it all right, conformity? The friends, are they right? So, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَأْمُرْ. So, even though these children may be married, but it's a concern that are they conforming, are they wearing parda when they're coming out, are they going to wrong places, have they got all type of wrong friends and all that, this type of either or other friends they got, gossiping, are they managing the time right? وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ. So, Allah sorts out your happiness, sorts out your sustenance, وَالْآقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَى سَوْتْ سَوْتْ يَوْ آخِرَةً. So you hold on to this formula of taqwa, Allah Pak will sort you out here and there. Allah Pak tawfiq nasib kare.